national monument and a rare architectural work dating from medieval times, the monumental complex of San Francesco in Cuneo comprises the former convent and adjoining church and has housed the town's civic museum in an evocative setting since 1980. The Franciscan friars settled in this place probably as early as the 13th century. Later, the complex became an important point of reference for all the citizens, and noble families lavished huge donations on embellishing and expanding its structure. Recent excavations have revealed a 14th century phase, which preceded a new and larger place of worship, built in the historic heart of Cuneo in the early 15th century. The decoration of the lunettes with stories of St. Francis and the chapels, in typical Baroque style, date from the 17th century. The late 18th century marked the start of the most troubled period for the monumental complex. Following major alterations, the Napoleonic government requisitioned the church and turned it into a barracks and military garrison, while the furnishings were sold or dispersed. The nearby convent was permanently abandoned by the Franciscan Friars Minor in 1851, the year when the monastic community was suppressed. The municipality purchased the building in 1967, immediately undertaking a general restoration of it, with a significant work of recovery and archaeological excavations. The Church of San Francesco is currently usable, after a long series of renovation and restoration projects which began in 2009, made possible by a generous contribution from the Fondazione Casa di Risparmio di Cuneo and directed by the then Commission for the Architectural, Historical, Artistic and Archaeological Heritage of Piedmont. The interior of the church, divided into a nave and two side aisles, makes a great emotional impact. The section on the left side displays a part of the archaeological excavation. It can be visited by route with a glass walkway. An active approach involving the visitors makes the remains of the earliest church visible, revealing the join between the two buildings along the current outer wall. Recent excavation has revealed two paved floors, datable to different phases in the life of the 14th century complex, as well as numerous stone tombs. Other discoveries have been made in the main apse of the present church, the point from which the reconstruction of the complex began in the first decade of the 15th century.